Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Jesus, fully human and fully divine. Some Muslims ask, how is it possible, Sammy, for the divine nature to be united with the human nature in the life of Jesus? You Christians don't make any sense. Well, part of my answer usually is, whatever the Almighty God decides to do, according to his infinite wisdom, he is able to accomplish. Who are you to question God's will and ability? It might be helpful, my friend, to think of the union between the soul and the body. In this analogy, the nature of the soul unites with the physical earthly nature of the body to form a union of one nature, which is the human nature, right? Of course you agree. This united nature does not include the body alone, nor the soul alone, but both together are combined without mixing, without alteration or transmutation, change. The soul and the body become one in essence and in nature, one person. You agree, I'm sure. This is the fact. Jesus had human nature and divine nature. The dual nature of Jesus, yes, it is unimaginable to our limited human mind. Yes, of course. But there are many other things we don't fully understand. This is not the only thing we don't understand. How is it possible for spirit and the flesh to be united in us? I have no idea, but it happens. This is the gospel, my friend. This is very important part of the gospel. Let me, for example, read to you the good news recorded in the New Testament, the Gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Apostle Paul, most important message, wrote, "For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scripture." Why Apostle Paul said of first importance? Because it is through this message, which is the gospel, that God gives whoever believes in Jesus, in this message, eternal life with him. Again, that Christ died for our sins. Christ was not a mere man. Christ is God the Son, who became a man, took additional nature, a human nature, came to us. God gave the human race, my friend, many evidences through his word that Jesus is God the Son, who became a man. For example, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, God inspired the prophet Isaiah to say, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." You read this prophecy in Isaiah 7, verse 14. And of course, Emmanuel is a Hebrew word which means God with us. The virgin will conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Another prophecy. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Now, it is very important for me to mention that these prophecies and others in the Old Testament was written hundreds of years before Jesus Christ was born. And they were translated to the Greek language almost 300 years before Christ was born. This translation is called the Septuagint, and it is acknowledged by non-Christian historians. This translation contains all the prophecies of the coming Messiah, the Savior of the world that Jesus fulfilled when he came. The Septuagint, my friend, which is well documented in Jewish and secular history, shows consistent accuracy with today's Old Testament. In the Gospel, which is the New Testament, we read in the book according to Titus, I am quoting, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2, verse 13. And we read in 2 Peter, chapter 1, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The message that Paul communicated to the Corinthians, the most important message, Christ died for our sins in according with the scripture. The truth is, my friend, that all of us must admit we are sinners. We violated God's will and law. Our thoughts, words, and what we do fall short of living according to God's perfect standard. We fell short and sinned so many times, more times than we can count or remember. We all broke God's commandments so many times. Christ died for our sins. Death is God's punishment on our sins. The penalty is death. Jesus paid this penalty, my friend. This is the good news. Hallelujah. And he rose from the dead. As Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians, Jesus' disciples would not have been able to shake the world without the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that he changed their lives and gave them eternal life. A dead Christ could never have been the basis of a living church that you see all over the world growing. Jesus is alive right now, my friend, and he is knocking on the door of your heart, ready to give you God's forgiveness. My friend, pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you, that you are my Savior. You paid the penalty for all my sins when you died on the cross. I receive you in my heart. God, forgive me. I repent, God. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I don't want to violate your laws and disobey you. I want to obey you, God. I want to walk according to your will. Thank you for loving me, God, and sending Jesus to rescue me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, send you some free Christian materials. Rest of my audience, pray that God will fill us with his Spirit and God will equip us and enable us to share the message of his love and salvation, the good news of the gospel, Jesus, with millions of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace and peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.